Are Muslims getting special treatment? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Some Christian groups are worried that Muslim religious customs are starting to sneak into public schools, which in some cases will let Muslims leave class for daily prayers or allow prayer rugs or ritual foot cleansing. The Christians say it's unfair, and they have an unusual ally.
There is a bit of a double standard.
Reverend Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State is best known for going after nativity scenes and crucifixes, but says Muslim symbols are no different.
The idea of giving Muslim students an opportunity to have recess scheduled at exactly the same time as their morning prayer is an over-accommodation.
He also objects to ritual foot baths. The most controversial is at the University of Michigan, where to accommodate the large Muslim community in Dearborn, the school came up with a plan for dual-use foot baths in the bathrooms.
Not only would they be used for ritual foot baths, but the janitors, they wouldn't have to take their mops to the sink to rinse them off at night.
Very clever. And this, says Barry Lynn, is a slippery slope.
Once you accept the foot bath, the Christian students are going to say, well, wait a minute, how about a baptismal font? Because, in fact, we might have to baptize somebody really quickly in order to make sure he or she goes to heaven.
And, in fact, that seems to be the position Christian groups are taking. Don't eliminate the Muslim symbols, just include ours, too. A baptismal font could double as a really swell bird bath. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.